Now, let us talk about time. Recent examiner reports recommend spending around the first 30 minutes reading and analysing the tasks and exhibits before getting deep into the writing. That is sensible guidance because the pre-scene should already have removed a lot of the basic orientation work. You do not need to spend exam time discovering what Hasper World is. Use that reading time to understand what is new. Read the requirements early, then read the exhibits with those requirements in mind. Ask which exhibit supports which task. Remember that more than one exhibit may be relevant to the same requirement. If you use around 30 minutes for reading and planning, you have about 165 minutes left to produce the three tasks. As a rough planning guide, that is about 1 minute and 40 seconds per total mark. That is not a stopwatch rule, but it is a useful way to stop one attractive task eating the whole exam. Write down a finish time for each task and respect it and answer every part. Do not look at an 8 mark requirement and decide it is too small to matter. 8 marks can be the difference between 47 and 55. For a smaller requirement, think breadth. Several relevant, developed, applied points are far better than one beautiful page on a single issue. Now let me give you the exam day process I want in your head. Step 1. Read the requirement before you start building the answer. What is the verb? Who is the recipient? What format is required? What exactly is the scope? Step 2. Go to the exhibits. Find the new evidence that answers that requirement. Do not start with the pre-scene. Step 3. Use the pre-scene only where it adds relevant context. Ask, does this Hasper World fact genuinely help me understand, compare or judge the new evidence? If yes, use it. If no, leave it out. Step 4. Develop the point, evidence, comparison or significance, consequence, then judgment or recommendation if the verb calls for it. Step 5. Check that you are not inventing. If you are making an assumption, label it. If the information is missing, say what is missing and why it matters. Step 6. Keep moving. Finish the task, go to the next one. Answer every requirement. And before you finish, ask one final question about each paragraph. What value have I added that more than anything is what the examiner reports keep trying to teach? Students rarely fail strategic business leader because they know absolutely nothing. They fail because they answer the question they wanted rather than the one they were given. They include irrelevant material. They copy facts without developing them. They use generic theory instead of the case. They ignore the professional skill. They fail to make the recommendation explicit. They spend too long on one task and leave marks untouched elsewhere. So let us finish where we started. You have done the work on Hasper World. That work matters. You know the business model. You know the competitive position. You know the ownership structure. You know the safety and staffing model. You know the weather and seasonality constraints. You know the technology that Hasper World definitely has and the technology that is only described at industry level. You know the cyber risks. You know the sustainability pressure. You know the industry body's standards framework. And you know the most important gaps in the information. That means when the new exhibits appear in September, you should not be thinking, what on earth is this business? You should be thinking, okay, this is new. How does it change what I already know? That is the advantage the pre-scene gives you. Do not waste it by arriving with prepared answers. Arrive with prepared understanding. Let the exhibits lead. Use Hasper World as context. Answer the exact verb. Develop every point. Add value to the reader. Make a decision when you are asked to recommend. Challenge evidence professionally when skepticism is required and keep asking the sentence that protects you from invention. What does the pre-scene not tell me? You do not need to predict September. You need to be ready to respond to September. That is a completely different skill and it is the one strategic business leader is testing. I'm Richard. Good luck in September and I will see you on the other side.